Carina Press and Harper Audio present Writing Her In by Holly Trent. Performed by Natalie Eaton, Sean Crisden, and Lila Winters.
Chapter 1. Stacia Leonard pulled her lips into a tight smile. She nudged the signed hardcover copy of her book across the electric blue tablecloth printed with her publisher's insignia. Athena Publishing was big on branding. They probably would have tried to put a brand mark on her if her contract allowed it. "I hope your aunt enjoys it," she said to the fan, whose eyes were a bit too open and grin a mite too manic.
"Oh, she will," he said. "I'll make sure of it."
"That's so." Stacia gave her publicist's foot a discreet kick under the table, and Raleigh immediately stood and gestured to the bookstore employee who was supposed to be managing the line. Apparently, she had gotten distracted by a display full of kitschy, funny bookmarks and hadn't noticed that the guy in front of Stacia had already overstayed his welcome by about 3 minutes. The line was winding down, and Stacia needed to decompress. She'd become a writer because she was antisocial. That had backfired epically. Apparently, being a successful author meant she wasn't allowed to hide from the public. She was expected to engage and shit like that. The employee finally got her head out of her ass and whisked the fan with the stack of books to the gift wrap table.
"Just 2 books left," Raleigh whispered. "Bet the manager has egg on his face now. He didn't want to stock your books before. He said woman-penned mysteries don't sell."
Stacia simply bobbed her eyebrows and then smiled at the young woman who passed one of the remaining books over to her. "Hi, would you like me to personalize this for you?" The lady clucked her tongue and shook her head. "Nah, it'll be worth more without my name in it, I think." Stacia scribbled her signature on the title page and blew a little air across the slow-drying ink. "I think you overestimate my collectability." "I don't think so. I know you don't do many appearances, so there aren't many of these signed books floating around." "Ooh!" The lady snatched the last book just as the store manager entered the line with one hand extended toward the final volume. "That one too, just in case." Stacia chuckled and signed that one as well. "There you go." "Awesome. My book club friends aren't going to believe I saw you." She furrowed her brow and ignored the manager looming beside her, clearing his throat. "You know, you're smaller than I imagined." Stacia shrugged. "I get that a lot. According to my genetic genealogy test, I'm half leprechaun. I'm not going to be breaking any backboards in this lifetime. I'm really good at getting under a limbo pole, though." The lady snickered as she walked toward the line exit.
"Ah, that's why I love you. You got away with words."
"Just think, my 11th grade English teacher said sarcasm was a mental illness," Stacia said to Raleigh. "Sometimes I think she was right." Raleigh plucked some invisible lint off his necktie and smiled like the cat that got into the cream.
"Sarcasm is your brand, and your brand sells pretty nice, doesn't it?"
He cut his hazel gaze to the store manager, who rocked on his heels with his hands jammed into the pockets of his pleated khakis.
"So I stand corrected," the manager said in an undertone. "Any chance you'll still be in town in 4 days? I put in an order for the other 8 books in the series. I hoped you'd sign a few for us to shelve."
Stacia opened her mouth, but before she could get a word out, Raleigh said,
"No way of knowing. If we're lucky, Stacia will be home in 4 days working on book 10. If the studio guys want to quibble over creative license, we may be here longer." "When's the TV show supposed to debut?"
"In the spring, if the schedule doesn't get botched."
"Maybe we could do the launch party here."
"Maybe,"
Raleigh demurred, drawing out the A in the word for a few seconds too long. He turned to Stacia and pointed to the phone in his hand.
"Gonna go see if the driver's nearby."
"Okay, I'll wait outside." She bent to grab her tote from under the table.
"No need to rush away," the manager said. "I thought maybe we could set up some events before you left."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?